MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, July 20, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the 80s, but cooler on the coast. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 2:02 p.m. A missing kayaker turned up dead yesterday afternoon in Hamilton. The police report that a 911 call came in Wednesday afternoon regarding a kayaker on the Ipswich River behind the Patton estate. The man was later found and transported to Beverly Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The name of the victim has not been released, and the incident remains under investigation. A Middleton man who practices as a chiropractor in Peabody was arrested and charged with allegedly installing a secret camera inside the bathroom of his business. The Salem News reports today that 44-year-old Scott Klein was arraigned in Peabody District Court on Tuesday on the charge of photographing an unsuspecting nude person. Blasting work is continuing in Rockport today in connection with the construction of a new DPW building in town. Yesterday, the Gloucester Times reports that there was an unplanned explosion that injured a man who was hit by small pieces of rock. The injuries were minor. A car was heavily damaged by the blast. As the State House in Boston reopens today, attention has been focused on the maintenance and status of the historic building following Tuesday's fire. This is State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr.
Rick, it's certainly something that we discuss frequently, and in fact, that's the reason why I think the public doesn't need to be concerned. There are constant discussions about maintenance. We just underwent a whole extensive series of security upgrades to the building, most notably the one that created the new visitor's entrance, which is far more secure than its predecessor. So being the nerve center of state government, it gets constant attention. Both from a perspective of serviceability as well as public safety. And so I feel comfortable there, and I think everyone else should too. But one of the things that I think we need to do is look at what happened yesterday and see if there are any lessons to be learned. I think when it comes to public safety, you can never do enough. But you also raise an interesting point, Rick, and it's one that I raised with some of the news media yesterday, that in addition to being the nerve center of state government, the State House is an incredibly historic building, and it contains a lot of incredibly historic things. And so we also need to pay attention to preserving those things, because it would simply be a tragedy if we lost any of those, whether they be murals or battle flags or other kinds of things. So there are a lot of reasons that the State House gets a lot of attention, and I think it's appropriate.
That's Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr. Voters may have a say on the future of the state's MCAS graduation requirements. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes today that the Massachusetts Teachers Association says that polling indicates that voters overwhelmingly support scrapping the graduation requirements. Proponents of a ballot measure have until August 2 to submit the proposal to the Attorney General's office. There is a process that must take place in order for the measure to actually appear on a statewide ballot. In Newburyport, Mayor Sean Reardon has been named to the MBTA board. The Daily News of Newburyport reports that the mayor believes that this will be a great way for Newburyport to have a voice and its hand in any discussion around the MBTA. Reardon will be remaining as the city's mayor. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the A's yesterday afternoon, 6-5. The Sox will open up a series tomorrow night against the Mets at Fenway Park. The Navigators won yesterday. They are on the road now for their next two games. They'll host the league's All-Star game on Sunday afternoon. More details on the Navs on this post down below in our sports section. Well, good news, bad news out of Andover for our North Shore Little League teams. Reading beat Swampscott 16-3 last night. However, Danvers Americans scored a 5-4 extra inning win over Andover. Emma McGonigal is the new field hockey coach at Hamilton Wenham High School. She played in high school for Triton and in college at Franklin Pierce. There is another edition this week of Unanchored Boston with Mike Lynch and Bob Lobel. In this week's show, their guest is ML Carr. And Mike Lynch asked ML, the former Celtic, who was the biggest trash talker on the team back in his day, Larry Bird or Cedric Maxwell?
It was probably Cedric, but Larry said things. Larry was very strategic in his trash talking. And some of it was so much fun, you know, watching him tell guys where he's going to take the shot and how he's going to do it. Walking into the locker room, saying to guys that which one of you guys are coming in second in the 3-point shooting contest. But the best one of all was going down just on fire, cannot miss a shot, and then looks to Frank Layden, the coach of the Utah Jazz, and say, "Hey, Frank, can't anybody on that bench guard me? Because nobody out here can." And Frank goes down the bench. He looks. He comes back and says, "No." So Larry was always said it was pretty strategic, but he understood how to get, now not in a nasty way, but it was a nice way of getting under guy's skin a little bit. So,
all right, great interview with ML Carr with Mike Lynch and Bob LaBelle on Unanchored Boston. Of course, today it's Thursday. That means that the North Shore Sports Desk shows are up with the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, I should say. Both of them with Nick and Nick. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.